price of shadows. He waits beneath the crimson vault, a mask of wax, a hand grown cold. He sculpts the screams, he seals the fault, a phantom in his artful hold. Born in St. Louis, voice like silk, Vincent Price carved fear with grace. From stage to screen, from ink to ilk, he wore the gothic like a lace. In crimson robes and judgment's glare, he watched the plague devour the land. A prince of death, with fire to spare, he ruled with ring and ruthless hand. He studied at Yale, then London stage, a scholar, a chef, an art connoisseur. But horror called and turned the page. His voice became the genre's lure. Whispered through the haunted halls, a raven perched, mind unmade. Madness danced in candle walls where Poe's own shadow came to fade. With Corman's lens and gothic flair, he brought the poet's dread to life. In tales of tombs and tortured air, he played both villain and the strife. He brewed revenge in bubbling glass, a doctor wronged, a mind askew, each death a play, each act a mass. He killed with style and vengeance true. From Shakespeare's stage to horror's throne, he danced between the high and low, his humor dark, his voice well known, a master of the midnight show. He stalked the night in velvet black, a vampire's soul, a hunter's face. He burned the beasts, he held the track alone. He walked the last of race. He voiced the dead in thriller's fame, a pop culture ghoul with timeless flair. From B-movie chills to household name, his legacy floats through midnight air. He played a man with twisted grin, who staged his kills with Shakespeare's tongue. Each death a scene, each sin a win, a bloody sonnet darkly sung. He died in 1993, but still his laughter haunts the silver screen. A gentleman of ghostly will,